And now the KWGS local news at 8:31. President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa next Friday will be downtown at the BOK Center.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, a beautiful new venue, brand new, and they're looking forward to it.
Tulsa police say to expect protests and road closures. They warn that there's a potential for people to join peaceful demonstrations in order to commit crimes. The rally will be Trump's first since March. They have been suspended because of COVID-19, which is currently surging in Tulsa. By registering for the rally online, attendees agree not to hold BOK Center, the Trump campaign, or any other entity connected to the event liable if they are infected. Trump has a history of racist remarks, and black leaders in Tulsa and across the country have expressed outrage that he would hold a rally on Juneteenth, a holiday celebrating the emancipation of black slaves, and that he would hold it here, 99 years after the Tulsa race massacre. California Senator Kamala Harris tweeted, quote, "This isn't just a wink to white supremacists. He's throwing them a welcome home party." Trump campaign officials told the Associated Press that they were aware of the significance of the date. Dozens of Tulsa residents weighed in on the proposed city budget in a public hearing. City Council staff read each comment into the record during a virtual meeting, a process that took more than an hour. And after weeks of protest over racial disparities in policing, there was an overwhelming theme.
The city of Tulsa must do better by its residents. I am urging you to divest. I am calling for a defunding of the Tulsa Police Department and reallocation of funds to mental health and crisis intervention services. There is a video circling of the Tulsa Police Department beating up two black children in North Tulsa. This behavior is unacceptable.
The city has budgeted nearly $123 million for the Tulsa Police Department next fiscal year, a roughly 4% decrease from this year. And Tulsa County saw its three largest ever one-day jumps in COVID-19 cases this week. 65 cases reported Tuesday is now the record since the beginning of the pandemic. Tulsa County has confirmed 1,372 total cases, with 62 Tulsa County residents known to have died. Statewide, 357 Oklahomans are known to have died due to the coronavirus. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.